So let's learn a little Vilna Gaon tonight on this Rosh Chodesh Adar, Parshas Truma. We're entering now into the world of the Mishkan in the Torah. We have most of the Shemais as far as the Geula, the Galus and the Geula behind us. And now we are, and we have Matan Torah behind us, now we're getting into the nuts and bolts of the Mishkan. And of course, there's so many secrets, there's so much Kabbalism, mysticism in every single pasuk of the Mishkan. Don't like let your eyes glaze over as you're being Mavri Sedra and say this is not relevant to me and it's boring and it's like I don't understand this, I'm not an architect and I'm not an artist, I'm not an artisan. There is a lot of depth and a lot of musr to be taken from every single word of these psukim of Truma, Tetzaveh, and beyond. So, and we're going to then head into Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, which is also something that a lot of us like start tuning out. We're not interested, there's no stories, it's not understandable, but if you really look into the Rashis and the Rambans and the Medrashim, it's fascinating. It's really, there's a lot of Musar to be taken from it, as there are in every single element of the Torah. So the first of the Kelim of the Mishkan that's commanded to be built is, of course, the Aron. The Aron was the ark which held the Luchais. It held the Shivrei Luchais, the broken Luchais, the Luchais Rishaines, and the actual intact Luchais Shnius. There was also going to be a Sefer Torah that was put inside of it. And it was housed in a very special container, or three containers. The inside of the container was made of wood. And then there was a gold box that fit outside of it. And then another gold box that fit perfectly inside of it. And then it was sealed up with gold. And then there was, of course, the Kruvim on top, the angels, the cherubs that rode atop the Aron. And the Torah, of course, is symbolized by the Luchais. Every one of the Klei HaMikdash, the Klei HaMishkan, whether it's the Menorah, or whether it's the Shulchan, or the Mizbechais, all of these represent different things. Different things. The Aron represents the Torah. Everybody agrees to that. What the other ones represent, you know, sometimes debatable, but everybody agrees that the Aron represents the Torah. And so there's a lot of lessons in this parasha to be taken about the Torah. Let's just read it quickly in terms of the dimensions of the Aron. It says as follows, V'asu Aron atzei shitim, you should make it out of the special wood, amasayim v'chetzi arkai. The length of the Aron is going to be amasayim v'chetzi, 2.5 amis. The amav achetzi rochbay, and 1.5 is going to be its width. The amav achetzi kaimase, and 1.5 will be its height. So you have it's going to be high 1.5 amas. How big is an amma? Right, it's like from here to here, right? So what is that? It's about, anyone know? About 1.5 feet, 16 inches, something like that, a machlekas. But basically, so it's 1.5 amas high, 1.5 amas wide, and 2.5 amas in terms of its length. Now, let's see inside the Sefer Amara Gadol, this week's parsha, on the bottom of the first side. V'asu arayin atzei shitim amasayim achetzi arkai. Has to be 2.5 amas its length. Isav Mesechet Sanhedrin, a very interesting Gemara that is being brought down, Mesechet Sanhedrin, Chav Tesam and Aleph. Amar Chizkiya, Minayin Shekal HaMesiv Gaireya. There is an expression that you find in Chazal, that Kal HaMesiv Gaireya, whoever adds to something is really taking away something. Whoever Kal HaMesiv Gaireya, that's like people use it also in their lexicon a lot, you know, Kal HaMesiv Gaireya. If you do something too much, it's not good. It's better to sometimes do things less than more. Sometimes if you over, let's say you give a drasha, you know, so they'll say Kal HaMesiv Gaireya. Like if you're giving a drasha, that's, you know, 10 minutes, okay. But say if you sometimes you go to a drasha, you know, present company excluded, and it just goes and it goes and it goes, and like you're, oh my gosh, like this guy's never going to end, right? So he thinks he's a, you know, showing that he's a big Talmud Chacham, but everybody in the room thinks that, you know, this guy just doesn't understand who he's talking to. He doesn't get his audience. He doesn't know that he's so that's Kalam Meisav Gerei. How do you know that? That if you go too much, you do too much, it's actually subtracting. You think you're adding, but in fact, you're really taking away. So how do you know that? So Rav Misharshia Amar Mehacher. Misharshia brings a very interesting, almost cryptic raya to this. From this pasuk, Amasayim v'chetzi arkai. It's 2.5 its length. That's the length of the Aron. Okay, so now without looking further, and assuming that you don't know the Gemara in Sanhedrin, what would you say? How do you how would you learn from this pasuk, this seemingly very innocent pasuk, that Kalam Meisav Gerei?
Since it's a half, it's not, you're not fully extending it to like make it instead of 1.5, 2.5, instead of making it 3, you're just keeping it 2.5, you're not adding to that.
But how do you know that if you add to something that's added is in fact taking away? How do you learn from there that if you add to something, you take away? I don't know. I mean, I'm you know, I was curious what you would say. That anyone else have any suggestions? Yeah.
You could see from a beauty standpoint, because you know that beauty was a very big Indian in the Mishkan. You could say that. Why should there be like a half measurement and it, why not just make a full? If they're both full measurements, if it's open a full up. If it's full, obviously it's on the width and the height. Why are you making it a 2.5 on the length? What's the difference?
They're all halves. They're all halves. The height, the width, and the length are all either 2.5 or 1.5.
Yeah, I missed that. But even so, you see the exactness of is the preciseness of the measurements. You can say what's the difference if the arm is like a bit bigger than. What's the difference? From a beauty standpoint, you could say that when art has to be very precise. We used to get like beautiful paintings like a Mona Lisa or something like that. It's beautiful for a reason because everything is exactly there.
Okay. So let's see what Rashi says. Pirush Rashi Zal. Amasayim. The word amasayim means two amis, right? Dal aleph mehacha. If you remove the aleph from the word amasayim, karibe masayim, that would then come to the number masayim, havishte meis ama. That would be 200 amis, right? If you take the word aleph, if let's say it wasn't amasayim, it was just masayim. Masayim Achetzi, how much would that be? Masayim is 200. So you would think that the length of the Aron should be 200 Amos, plus a half, whatever, I don't know if that's a half an Amma or a half of 200 Amos, it would be 300 Amos. But because of this Aleph, Kol Eisi Shabbatera Havrasam Kiksivasam, Kumai V'asisa V'amarta Kiluksuva Behei, meaning if you would take away the aleph, it would say, the word would be look like mason, but really it would be masayim. It would be as if there was a hay in there. V'chein ata chaser k'may oisa mila. So basically, the way Rashi understands this fascinating Gemara is that kalam meisiv gaireya. If there wouldn't be the aleph in front of amasayim, what would it be? Masayim achetzi. You would have an aron which is 200 amos long. That's a crazy, that's like, you know, 300 feet long. You're going to say, well, how would that fit into the Mishkan? The whole amo is ena min amida. The whole aron did not fit in anyway. There was no room for the aron, the Gemara says. Like it was beyond time and space, the makam hamikdash, the kadosh hakadoshim. So that's not really a kasha, because if you have that kasha, you should have the kasha on the whole aron. There's no room for the aron. It didn't fit. Moving men would not have, they would take out their tape measure, they would say, man, it ain't going to fit, we're not even going to try it. But without the aleph, it would be 200 amos. You add an aleph, what does that do to it? Does it make it 300 amos, 500 amos? No, it knocks it down to what? 2 amos. It goes to amasayim, without the aleph would be masayim, be 200. So the fact that it's kol, so we see from here kol ha'maisav gerei. You add a little aleph, and you think, oh wow, it's going to make it bigger. But in fact, what does it do? It shrinks it very, very profoundly, right? It goes from being a mama aron to being a little aron like this, right? How long is this? Like this, the whole arm is like this long. But it would have been like out the door across the street had it been had it not been for that little aleph. So by the Torah adding an aleph, kalam meisa, if you added it, gareya, teaches us that sometimes adding something is really taking away something. Okay, that is what the Rashi says. Now look in the Marsha. The ayin shom Marsha tihisigal pirish Rashi. He doesn't like this Rashi. Toam yechaser aleph. What would it be? What would happen, in fact, if we would take away the aleph? View kairin masayim, and we would call it 200. Hakati le'adin ezamida de'ema tfachem ayetzbais. It still doesn't teach. It doesn't prove anything because the word amasayim means what? Two what? Two amis. Amasayim is like aleph mem tav. Is the root of the word is ama. So amasayim is two amis. Let's say I would take off the letter aleph. Now it would be what? Masayim. Masayim means 200, but it doesn't mean amis anymore. So maybe it's 200 centimeters. Maybe it's 200 fingers. Maybe it's 200 tvachim. How do you know? You don't even know what it is. So how can you, meaning once you take off the aleph, it's not proof, it's not cool anymore because now it's not even showing anything about an amma. We don't know the measurement. That's the Marsha's kasha on Rashi. The Eidhik Shasham Kamakot, he asks a few other questions on Rashi. V'huzal pirish achib divrei ha'gemara ayin shem shematchas. He himself says the Gain is matchik, meaning he says his own mahalach, but even that says the Gain is a stretch. And because of that comes along the Vilna Gain, and the Vilna Gain is going to swoop in and he's going to answer up how he understands this Gemara, this Vardavar Misharsha, that Kalamaisav Garea from this Pasuk of Yasarin. Is that clear what we're holding right now? So we have a Gemara. The Gemara says that Kalamaisav Garea, how do you know that? This Pasuk, Amasayim Vachetzi Arkai. And so Rashi says if you take away the aleph, it becomes masayim, it's 200. So adding the aleph shrinks it down to two amas. Fekta Marsha, yeah, but that's very nice. But now it's no longer an amas. So you're not even showing that it's much bigger. Maybe it's, in fact, really smaller. Maybe it's kala, you know, kala maisif. Like, it doesn't mean it's kareya. Maybe it's much bigger because it has that aleph than if it would just be masayim. Let's see, one second. Amasayim v'chetzi arkay, v'ama v'chetzi rachbay.
So you assume it's
an ama. Well, I don't know if I'd assume, yeah, I mean, maybe, but it didn't say it. Maybe you'd say, well, if it meant an ama, it should have said an ama. Maybe it's a tefach, maybe it's a spice. Okay, so comes along the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, you have to understand, when the Vilna Gaon saw this Gemara, and he saw the, so, you know, we would just say, all right, I don't know, it's either Rashi or the Marsha, that's it. You never like think to like maybe I could think outside the box and figure out another thing. Like, you know, it's like you ever go into a math, you know, you're let's say you're studying like, you know, really advanced math. So you have like all the gedalim that you're learning, you know, the Pythagoras and this and that. No one would dare say, wait a minute, I think I have a new mahal. No one thinks about they have a new mahal. If it wasn't thought of by all, you know, Pythagoras and this guy and that guy, like, oh, here I am in Lander College of Men 2023, and I thought of something that all these guys did. Come on, right? So that's the way a lot of us go through life in terms of learning also. But you should never do that, because in Torah it's very different. In math it might be different, but I don't think so. But Torah is very different. Torah, every single person has a chelek in Torah. And you could be mechadish things that no one else thought of, because Hashem gave you, when you were born, your very own chelek and Torah. Don't say, well, come on, I'm saying something that Shagasari didn't think of it, the Marsha didn't think of it, the Gevega didn't think of it, oh, but I thought of it. Sometimes you could come up with chidushim. They're still publishing. If you go into any Hebrew bookstore, you'll see in the Hebrew book section, even the English book section, you'll see they're pumping out like hundreds of brand new books a week and Svarim a week. And a lot of them have real Chidushei Torah in them that no one else thought of, except now somebody came along and thought of it. It's an amazing thing. So never sell yourself short. So all you have to do is say, wait a minute, let me think if I could think of something. Right? So if I gave you this problem to think about overnight, you might think of something new. You might come to me tomorrow morning or maybe in 10 minutes from now and say, I think I thought of what the Gemara might have meant. So the Gra, right, this is obviously right up the Gaon's alley. He said, wait a minute, let me think if I could think of something. V'nir lefarash al zayv, and says the Vilna Gaon azayv, Mishum dechsiv amasai mechetzi arkai, because it says amasai mechetzi arkai dehainu. Beis amos v'chatzi ama. What is amasai mechetzi? Two amos and a half an ama, yeah, kol oirachar. And that should be the length of the arin. Okay. V'hine im nigra havav shal tevis v'chatzi. I mean, the Gaon is not looking at the aleph that Rashi looked at to pick that off. He's looking at the vav. He's saying that when it says amasayim v'chetzi arkai, knock the vav off, and then what happens? V'yukayrin amasayim chatzi arkai. That two amos is in fact half of the length. What does that mean? How much is the length then? Four amos. So by knocking off that little vav, right, that would make it from two amos to four amos, or from 2.5 amos to four amos. Now that there is a vav, you are mice of a vav, you added a vav, now that's gairea, it subtracts from it. Now it makes it from four to two, or to 2.5. Damasayim havirach chatzi ha'arech, meaning that amasayim chatzi arka means that two amos is half of its arech. Ube'emes lehutzuch liyos kol ha'arech, El Arak Shtei Amos V'chatzi Amma. It doesn't have to be the whole length. It could be two Amos and a half an Amma. Im Kein Hashta Vav Shal V'chatzi Gairaz. So the Vav in front of the word Chatzi is actually Gaireya. It knocks off that amount. That's the Vilna Gaon. Okay, so now we have Rashi. We didn't look at what the Marsha actually says, but he obviously does not like Rashi's Pshat. And the Marsha, and the Gra comes along and says a bomb. He says that the Vav is how you learn Kol Maisav Gareya. If not for the Vav, it would be Amasayim Chatzi Arkai. That two Amos is half of the Eirech, which means that it's four Amos. Now that you added the Vav, it's only 2.5 Amos. And that you don't have the problem with the Marsha that it's Amos. It's clearly Amos. It says Amasayim Chatzi Arkai. Does anyone have a problem with this Vart of the Gaon?
Why would it say that? Why would it say like half instead of 10?
Exactly. Is that a normal thing for the Torah to say? The Torah would say, would I say, you know, if you ask me, how long is the room? You know, I would tell you this room is, 25 feet long. That's normal, right? But would I say it's 50 feet half? 50 feet haft? No, no one says that. Why would anyone say that? So why would the Torah say, I mean, it's a great Vart the Gaon is saying, but it's still like, it leaves us a little bit, you know, confused that why would the Torah ever use such a language? I get the Vart of the Gaon, but like you're asking, like why would, who speaks like that? Who says that, you know, it's 8 feet divided by two? That's not normal.
I
know, but I hear what you're saying. That's probably very true what you're saying. But you know, I obviously have a Vart to say. I'm not just asking it. But it's a little strange the way the Torah there has to be a Havamina also. It can't be total like gibberish. It has to make sense. It has to be like a normal thing. There has to be some point in saying Amasayim Chatzi Arkai. So the truth is that the Mefarshim don't ask on that because the Mefarshim, many of them didn't see this Gaon. But the Mefarshim do ask that of all of the Kalim and the Mishkan, I think bar none, you never find half measures. Never find a half measure except by the Aron. If you go, let's say, let's look at the Shulchan. Amasayim Arkai, Va'amarachbai, Va'amivachetzi Kamasai. Actually, that's not true. There's the height of the Shulchan is 1.5, but the other ways is all whole numbers. Let's see the other ones. 1 second. What about the Mizbeach? Mizbeach. Chamesh Amos Erev, Chamesh Amos Roy, Chabruya Mizbeach. Perfect. Shalosh Amos come out. 3 high, 5 by 5 Amos on top. Generally speaking, so not bar none, we have the Shulchan has a half, but most of the measurements in the Mishkan, Kimat all, are all whole measures. The only time you find that everything is half is by the Aron for some reason. It's strange. 2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5. What's going on? Why would you make an Aron? Why would you tell me to make it in half? You can make it whole. Why make it in half? So there are, the Mefarshim speak about this. There's a lot you could say about this. One possible pshat, if you want to, say something, is that, you always have to look at, since the Aron is mesamel Tyra, since it represents the Tyra, it symbolizes Tyra, so you should always look at yourself as being halfway there. If you're looking at yourself like, I made it, I graduated yeshiva, I got my smicha, I'm good. I don't need, there's no postgraduate, I'm good. No, a Talmud Chacham is always a Talmud of a Chacham. You never graduate learning. Never graduate. You always have to look at yourself like, I'm nowhere near finished. I'm always look at yourself as being half done, but like, the Torah is Arukah Meretz Midah, but you should always look at yourself as being, I'm not there yet. I'm not there. So when your parents say, what you learned in Israel for 2 years, you learned in Landed for 3 years, a shenken nook, like, go get a job. No, but I still didn't start learning. Well, what have you been doing the whole time? Like, everything else, you can graduate by now. I will never finish. Oh my gosh, you'll never finish. He's gonna call me and start complaining, what are you doing to my son? That is the... That's the lesson of the Aron. The Aron is Tyra. You're never, it's always halfway. You're always halfway. I wanted to say a little bit different, that a lot of times, I don't think like a day goes by that somebody doesn't come over to me in yeshiva and say, I'm burned out, I can't learn, I don't know what to do, like I don't enjoy learning, I don't have a geschmack in learning. I would be afraid if I'd ask by a show of hands who would agree with that, how many hands might go up. But I didn't ask for a show of hands. I'm joking. But I'll tell you what the Mefarshim, what the Svarim HaKadoshim say. You come at first Seder, and it's like 9:30, let's say, and you're like, and the clock is like not moving. It's like, it's just, you ever do that? Like, or it might be a vad, you're looking at the clock, I'm like, gosh, this never, it just, like, it just, is that clock working? Is it? There was a joke once that, like, the rabbi once said to, like, his congregant, says, I don't mind when you look at your watch, but don't go like this. Like, don't make sure that's not broken. But so the way to do it is, and you're saying, how am I going to get through first aid? It's another 2.5 hours. Like, how am I going to do this? So the 2.75 hour, right? So the way that the Mefarshim say it, and it's brought down by many, that you shouldn't look at Seder as being 2.75 hours, because then it's like very hard. Don't look at Shir as being an hour and 15 minutes, because it's very hard. When you come to sit by a Sefer, just look at it like, I'm just doing it, I just want to learn 20 minutes straight. 20 minutes per Tzifus. That's it. It's my whole Seder right now is 20 minutes. It's not 2 hours, impossible. Learn, break it up. Break it up into measures. Could be a half measure, could be a quarter. Instead of like, let's say you want to learn for an hour, but an hour is too long, so break it up into a half an hour. I want to just, now I'm learning a half an hour. When a half an hour is up, you know, if you want, you can go back and learn another half an hour. Or you can go get a coffee and learn another, but don't look at it like it's forever. Don't look at it, you know, if you have to, there's a beautiful story about Shlomo Freifeld that just popped into my head, that there was a Baal Tshuva in his yeshiva. Shoyashi used to be primarily yeshiva for Baal Tshuva. And a Baal Tshuva came into his yeshiva, and he asked, and he said to Shlomo Freifeld that, you know, I think they were learning Kedushin that Zman. He says, I can't learn this whole Masechta. Like, I know you want me to, you know, everyone's expected to learn Bekiyas and Ian. I can't. So the next day, Shlomo Freifeld comes to him, and he had bound for him a special Gemara with like a nice binding, and there was just one page in the whole Masechta. That's it. This is your Masechta. Forget about the rest of the Masechta. This is Kedushin. For you, this is Kedushin. This is what I want you to know. Don't worry about everything else. If you break things up into bite-sized portions, that's how you become a Talmud Chacham. If you're looking at like, I can't, it's impossible, it's too much, the Masechta is too long, and the Seder is too long, and the Zman is way too long, and the Shir is too long, that's the wrong way of looking at it. The way to, if you really want to be a Talmud Chacham, don't look at it like, oh my gosh, it's so much. Break it up. There's nothing wrong with breaking it up. I think they say a story, I think it was the Stipler. Like he was, it was like very cold, and he was in the Russian army. He was conscripted into the Russian army, and he didn't want to wear the fur coat. Like he was, it was a whole night that he had to watch the base, and there was a fur coat that was different stories. Some say the fur coat was it was Shabbos and it was hanging on a tree and it was a Durabon, he didn't want to either. Others say there was maybe Shatness, he was Mesopic, if there was Shatness in the fur coat, but it was freezing cold. In the Russian winters, it's frigid. And that's why when Russia like bombs Ukraine, they're bombing the power because they want to shut off the heat in Ukraine because it's freezing in these countries. It's freezing here also, but if you think this is cold, go to Ukraine, go to Eastern, the whole Eastern Europe is like that. These concentration camps that our grandparents, our great grandparents were in, you know, if they were, it's not normal how cold. They didn't have heating inside. You know, they had a blanket like maybe the size of the sheet. And I don't know how they made it through 5 minutes. I wouldn't be able to make it through 5 minutes. I'm very cold always. I'm not, you know. And that they made it like a whole winters, like 4, 5, 6 winters, some of these people survived. It's crazy. So the Stipler, he didn't say, I can't do it and whatever. He said, I'll put the fur coat on, but in a half an hour. Half an hour, I'll put the fur. I could survive a half an hour. And then he made it to half an hour. He says, well, if I made it half an hour, let me try another half an hour. And he made it another half an hour. Before he knew it, the sun came up, and he was finished with his taranut, with his duty, and he was able to go back inside, and he made it without wearing the... And that's how, if you break things up into piecemeal, then you're able to accomplish a lot. If you think about, you know, when I like work on my books that I write for art schools, like, you know, they're pretty big books. They're coffee table books. They're like 300-400 pages. When I start these books, if I would start thinking, okay, you're going to now write 400 pages and gather, you know, hundreds of pictures and captions, and I was like, I can't, this is it's ridiculous. I can't do it. But I don't think about it. I just like, so let's do one shtickle. Let's do one page. And then I do another page. And then before you know it, you have a book. That's the way it is if you want to be matzliach with anything in life, but specifically with Torah. Don't get burned out. I can't sense the first Seder is making me crazy. For you, first Seder, if you have that attitude, that first Seder is a crazy marathon, then say, forget it. My first Seder is a half an hour. Okay? Don't go to your Rebbe tomorrow and say the Meshkeh said that my first Seder is a half an hour. Because after the half an hour, then hopefully you'll have a new drive to do another half hour. I did a half an hour. You know, the clock really flew. I'll do another half an hour, and I'll do another half an hour, and I'll do another half an hour. But if you break things up, that is the secret to being a Talmud Chacham. That's how you're going to be. You're not going to be, because you're right. It is a long Seder. You know, Shavuos night is a very long night, but if you do it, you know, you have chavrus, you go to a shir, you're there, go for a coffee break, you'll do it, but you do it by chatzi. And that's why the Torah, when it gives the measurements of the Aron, which is Mesamal Torah, it always says, it says Amasai Mechetzi, and it says Amma Vechetzi, and Amma Vechetzi, because it's always half. If you do things half, not halfway, but with half measures, break things up a little bit, then that will get you through it. Now, I know maybe you're thinking, well, that isn't what we know about, like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, 11 and 11, right? Where you think 12 plus 12 is not 24. You know, there isn't an Avritzifus, of course. I'm not talking about Rebbe Kiva right now. I'm talking about me and you. And for us, it's not, halavai we should be able to do, you know, a Ritzifus of a whole Seder, and maybe someday we will. But if we feel that we can't, don't worry, it's okay. You break it up, and you break it up, and you break it up into things that you can do, and then eventually your stamina and your avas haTorah will hopefully really grow in a great way. So based on this yesod, which is already a pre-existing yesod about the fact that the Torah puts the Aron with chatzi amas, I think it sort of resolves some of the problem that we had with this Varda the Gain. We're like, who speaks like that? A Masayim, that a Masayim is Chatzi Kaimasa, that Chatzi Archa, that's not a normal way to speak. That two Amis is half of the, but if we are understanding the general gist of the Aron and the Chatz and the half things, it might not be so crazy to speak that way. Maybe the Torah would theoretically say that two Amis is half of what you have to do, because that gives you like the you know, the drive that after you finish the two amas, now you're going to go for another two amas. So amasayim is chatzi arka. That's only half. Two amas is half. Now you finish the two amas. Now you do another two amas, and that is so. Now it like makes it. I'm not saying that it's perfect, but it still it makes the Varda the Gain a lot more geschmack. It makes it a lot more understandable. Would you admit that? It's a little better now because, yeah, the whole Vard of the Aron is Chatzi. Chatzi is like the theme of the Aron. Everything is Chatzi. And if you like the Vard that, you know, that you're always just halfway there, or you like my Vard that, you know, break it up into halves, either whichever way you like it, and there's probably a lot of other Mefarshim that speak about different interpretations of why the Aron is Chatzi. But and you could think of your own pshat, and it won't be wrong. It'll be right, because that's what Torah is. But whatever it is, the same yesod that we see that the Aron is all about half, so it's the Vard of the Gain is geshmak now, because Amasayim could theoretically, it could have said, Amasayim is chatzi arkai, and that would be a beautiful thing to say as well.